This nigga wheeled me out as soon as I hit the button.
Cat be
noise. Shut up, Cat.
Trying to get his good cameo in for the episode.
Cat definitely got fame.
Facts.
More
than
me.
Gotta make Cat an Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make an Instagram for my cooking shit because I be whipping. But nobody get to see it.
Speaking of that.
What?
We got a kitchen.
You got a kitchen?
Sure do.
You should have told me that before we recorded, because I want to know about the kitchen now.
Oh, we can record right there.
Nah, it's cool. we'll talk about the kitchen.
So, Whipping with Wop coming soon?
Whipping with Wop coming soon. Cooking with Kobe coming soon.
And Cooking with Kobe and Cat coming soon.
Cooking with Kobe and Wop coming soon, too, because we got to show y'all how we make the seafood mac and cheese.
With Cat featured. Because Cat loves seafood.
Okay, I was feeding that shit to Rossi's, you know what I'm saying? She fucked with it. Nigga was acting like I was gonna kill her, because I was asking how much is too much to give a dog. Like,
I mean, whatever though.
I feel like she could have had way more than what I gave her. Like, way more. And she would have been cool. I had looked it up. It's cool if they eat seafood, as long as it's not raw, they shouldn't have sushi. She can eat cheese. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that real crazy.
Yeah, I get it.
Black Men Don't Cheat, episode 50, Big 50, DJ Kobe. Hit me up at DJ_Kobe. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Snapchat and I'm on all streaming services with my music and things like that. Yeah, shout out to everybody that listened to us last week when we had Oba come through. I actually went back and listened to that episode. I normally don't do that. It was a really good episode. We had some good conversations. I still think what he was saying about those albums was a little bit blasphemous. I thought about those R&B picks again. Yeah. I could have made some better picks.
What happened?
When he was asking me my top three R&B.
What was it? R&B songs or R&B singers?
R&B, male R&B
singers. No.
And I did three groups.
Oh.
But yeah, I had thought about it. I could have made some better picks. I was just put on the spot. I wasn't prepared.
Word. So.
Dub in here with us. Well, with me. It's not us today.
Cat here, so.
True enough.
But, yeah, follow me. LL Cool Torrance. Follow WTMN Podcast everywhere. By that handle. You know, what up, y'all? Check us out. WTMN TV. You got a lot of shit going on, man. I've been promoing a lot lately, and I'm just like, every up, like, goddamn, I gotta
post something else. I think about this, a way that we could promo much easier. Because I know it'd be a lot.
We need to do it, because I'll be... And this is no offense to anybody, but it's offense if you want to take it that way. Like, don't nobody post the shit.
Yeah. No, I know it. I know what you mean.
I'll send it to people to post, and they just share my shit, which is fine.
Yeah.
But why won't you post it?
Yeah. I try to make sure I at least post the links, like, twice. I don't always post the videos.
Yeah, I send the videos, the links, the hashtags. I understand if you like, I don't like your hashtags, they're ugly, I don't like how you type stuff, it's stupid. That's fine.
I feel like the hashtags make sense because it's always the same ones.
That's what I would think.
It's like a consistency thing. Like,
you see, that's what I'd be trying to go, that's why I send it to everybody, because it's like, but I don't, you know, whatever. It's
not to get off topic, but why did all the players got to the stadium, they walked through the metal detectors? Why Steph Curry ain't have to walk through the metal detectors?
Because he a shooter.
Stay woke. They already know he got it on him. Big 30. Okay.
This dummy. But he don't count, though. Because Serge Ibaka, I was going to call him a dummy for fucking around on Kerry Hilson. But he don't count because he's African.
He's African.
So he don't count.
Black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
Contrary to popular belief, I've been on the internet today and I've been looking since this little Duval.
I've been seeing this shit since like last week, low key.
But I mean, I've been seeing it for a while, but this week since Duval dropped that record, it's just been just a onslaught of blasphemous statements coming from every which way.
Wild, though.
It is crazy. Wild, I know though. Way more black women that cheat. I can't even think of no black men that cheat. And every time somebody says, Kobe, we don't know what the fuck y'all talking about with this black man don't cheat shit, I'd be like, name one. And you know what they always say? All of y'all.
Exactly. Because why?
Because you can't name one.
Exactly. I hate that shit. Name I'd be like, one. People be like, Torrance, you an asshole. You this. You're a mean person. I'm like, what do I be doing? Like, what? Give me one thing that I've done that's so bad. Everything. Because you can't name one thing.
If it's everything, it shouldn't be hard to just grab one of those everys. And then just be like, yeah, this is many, where you be fucking up.
If it's so many egregious acts, you can find one.
That's what I'm saying. If all black men cheat, it shouldn't be hard to name one. So y'all got to relax. And today I've been on Facebook and it's just...
It's because all of the men that they name aren't, you know, they don't fit the criteria.
See what it is? Y'all been talking with these Puerto Rican niggas. And Puerto Rican niggas cheat for show.
I don't know what they do. But they going to say Tristan Thompson. And he's a Canadian Jamaican, so he don't count.
Right.
They going to say Lamar Odom. But Lamar Odom a crackhead, so then he don't count.
Nobody that smokes crack count.
They smoke crack. So,
I mean, they smoke crack. Yeah, come
so
on.
You just
they not even they self. They whatever, I guess, race the crack is.
Or they just crackheads. Now, like you, a long time ago on, what was that? Comic View.
Okay.
I forgot where I was going with this. What were we talking about?
Black men not cheating.
But what? Where was we going?
You like, said a long time ago on Comic View.
What did you say right before this?
I don't know.
See, I always feel bad about forgetting, but then I ask people, like, what did you say? And they don't remember either, so I'll be like, now
nah, we're both talking, so now I was both letting retarded. You speak. I was just
but, saying. I'm saying, though, but, like, what were we
Lamar
saying?
Lamar Odom smoked crack, and when you smoke crack, you're not yourself. So he was whatever race the crack he is. And then you said a long time ago on Comic View, and then that's
what Oh, yeah. Okay. My bad. Great pickup, though. A long time ago on Comic View, it was a guy, he made a joke about eating women's butts, eating ass. And okay. He was saying, like, you can't do that because when you do it, you lose your name. You're not, I think he said Tony. He was like, you're not Tony no more. You, there go that nigga who ate my ass. So,
okay.
You know, that's so personally.
They can't name these niggas because once they get cheated on, the nigga loses his name?
No. It's in the same sense that you you aren't Tony anymore. If you smoke crack, he a crackhead now. Yeah, like, he don't even count.
Yeah, Lamar Odom, he used to like play basketball and stuff. I don't know about this guy who smokes the cracks.
Okay. Yeah, you know, but
and then y'all even got memes and shit to support y'all slander.
Women got all types of stupid ass
memes.
I seen
this girl post, she said, if one more person posts black men don't cheat, I'm screenshotting my DMs.
I shared it in a hashtag.
Those men in your DMs, they probably not cheating.
It's just DMs. You can't cheat in a DM.
You're not cheating in a DM.
It really all depends on what y'all, huh? DMing ain't cheating. Communicating ain't cheating. Communicating ain't cheating. That's just a conversation. You be mad at somebody for talking? You crazy. Now, if y'all was fucking and talking, then okay. Then we might have a, you know.
What if they was talking about fucking?
Did they do it yet?
So you saying that?
I talk about shooting niggas. We can't talk about that. If you talk about murder,
talking people, about shooting niggas though.
If you talk about if a person Chris Hemsworth talks about killing people enough, is he a murderer or is he just a nigga who talk about killing people? He just a nigga who talk about killing people.
But this is the thing about like just talking about it. Like, we just gonna stick with killing people. If somebody takes that seriously, they can go to the authorities and charges can be brought against you. So I guess in the same sense.
I don't think so, because I feel like in any legal case, if you can prove that there's no intent, like if you was like, look, man, I have a video of myself laughing every time I sent the message because I'm not serious. This is a joke. None of this shit is, it's all hype. I even told her, I said,
LOL does change the intent.
Emojis change everything. If it's an emoji after the sentence, I can negate any intent.
What if it's the water emojis?
That's intent.
If I send any emoji, I can, if it's an emoji involved, I can negate any intent behind
it. Oh, you mean from you? I'm thinking you talking about, like, from the girl.
All I can speak on is what I do.
True enough.
And if you were, let's say if I was talking about, if somebody was talking about murdering people and somebody believed it enough, but they was talking about murdering people with you, y'all both should get whatever the hell going on. Like, just shut up. If you willing to help somebody murder or cheat, why would you screenshot a DM? You a snitch. I feel like everybody in this world, a lot of y'all like just want to fucking snitch. Together, man. I mean, y'all just all want to fucking snitch for no reason.
Snitching ain't dead. Contrary to popular belief, that shit is alive and well.
Snitch ass. I'm a tail.
Like, what you get out of that?
Yeah, but you've been seeing the memes lately. There's one of them that say, like, after he sneak in, eat my ass or I'm a scream. Hey, bitch. You scream, I'm going to rob your daddy if you come down here. So you better shut up.
I'm going to just not eat your ass and leave.
No, yeah, I'm just not going to eat your ass. If you were to be, you know, whatever enough to scream, I'm, you know, tie one of your shirts around my face and make your daddy give me everything in the house. Now look at your dumb ass. You ain't get your ass right there and you homeless damn near. Or you got to get new furniture and shit. And a new car.
Hey, if a nigga rob you for your furniture and get out the house with that shit, you a whole hoe out you.
I mean, if I just say, hey, nigga, sit in this room and don't unlock the door, and then, you know.
Even if you got the tool, it's no way I'm moving couches out of my own house.
No, you just gonna move out the way while the other niggas do it. Okay. I see. But I only say that because I, in any, on TV, if ever somebody get robbed, they don't have shit in their house somewhere. They don't have a TV, they don't have a lamp. Don't have light bulbs. Niggas,
like, who robbed you? The movers? Like,
that's what, yeah. So that's
you got evicted, bro. You didn't get robbed. All your shit is in the grass.
But I think I figured it out.
Okay.
You know women hate Father's Day anyway.
Okay.
That's all this is about.
So you think that women are trying to throw slander on black men specifically? You know what I'm saying?
How many days? Father's Day is Sunday.
It's a few days from Sunday. Yeah, it's Thursday now when we're recording. It's Friday when you're listening to it. So, yeah. So, we like 3-4 days out.
Mm-hmm.
It is coincidental that all of this slander would come up days before.
I stopped believing in coincidences the same time I stopped believing in Santa Claus.
Was that a coincidence?
No.
I don't know, man. I just think that they don't want to accept it. The masses don't want to accept it. And it's only black women.
That's the funniest part.
You would think y'all would stick by us at least this once.
It's
like, let us have this one.
Just as people who hate negative stereotypes about people, y'all throwing us around all willy-nilly. I don't get it.
Yeah, y'all going out of y'all way to try to prove us wrong on this. And why? Why? We should be sticking together. You should be standing side by side with us like, yes, go black man. I know you don't cheat. You faithful. And I love you. It's how the conversation should go. But instead...
Yeah. I don't get that. That's weird, ain't it?
If y'all had a movement, we would stick with y'all. But all of y'all movements be tied to some weird shit. Y'all just don't
I support way more bullshit than... There are a lot of people when it comes to women. I support fucking... I probably shouldn't talk about it. Yeah, I am. I support haircuts. I'll be supporting different kind of hairdos and weaves and colors. And y'all can't support just niggas. Let's say if a black man did cheat, you know, however long ago, and he has completely turned around, he just wants to spread the
positive. I'm sure it was an honest mistake if it happened. I can't think of any scenarios where I can think on record that.
But what if that's the case?
But it was probably an honest mistake.
And you just dare to say no.
He was probably seduced by a succubus and he have tree 50. Mm-hmm. It'd be like that sometimes. Y'all act like... Never mind. Y'all don't be acting. But black men don't cheat. Don't and that's facts. Facts. So y'all gotta relax.
Relax.
And it's no coincidence that rhymed.
Bong.
Bars. But NBA Finals, Game 6, about to start. It's win or go home for Golden State. As I said it would be on our last podcast, I was right.
You didn't
predict. I didn't say that Golden State would beat the Warriors if it go down. I didn't say they would win.
But did you predict KD not being
there? KD wasn't there when I said that.
But did you predict him not playing in the finals though? Playing however many minutes.
But none of us did.
There you go.
I still said the niggas was gonna lose.
So it kind of make the
if
prediction.
If KD would have played,
wasn't gonna pick him.
I still would have had the Raptors to win.
I don't believe that part.
I still had the Raptors to win.
I don't believe that.
When the playoffs started, I said if the Raptors get past Milwaukee, them niggas will win the finals. It's gonna be Golden State again because who else?
Okay. I don't know. You might have said that part.
Yeah, that's all. I said it on the podcast. Okay, I don't be listening back, but I know I said it.
I used to listen back, but only podcast I really listen to now is Joe Budden shit.
Yeah. I mean, I listened to ours the other day. I try to listen to at least part of Fresh from the Birds when I listen, but that's usually when I'm, like, driving to and from work, so I'm only in the car for so long.
The only time I really have is the time I make to listen to Joe Budden podcast. So if I don't make time to listen to that, I won't listen to shit.
See, I watch Joe's show.
Oh, well.
Like, where'd I go? If the game wasn't on tonight, I'd probably go home and watch whatever the latest episode
and
is.
I meant to watch, I'm behind his head. I want to watch him and Teyana Taylor.
I haven't watched that yet. Because I'll be watching cooking videos. I'll be trying to get my whip up because I'm really about to make this Instagram. So I'll be, you know what I'm saying, trying to get a couple little dishes under my belt. I got a couple of little things, but my plating is horrible right now. So I got to get my plating together before I can take my pictures. I mean, I could put it in a bowl. You put it in a bowl, it look fancy. You put a little garnish on it.
You got to put some parsley.
I had some fresh parsley at the
club. Parsley? That nigga is funny. Lil Pub James on Twitter, I think. That nigga is hilarious.
I saw... I'm about to die. I saw this nigga Tone keep getting blocked on Twitter. And the shit that he be getting blocked for, I be looking at it like, bro, when we first got on Twitter, we used to say, this is...
I asked him that.
You can say this shit in church, this shit that he getting blocked for.
I asked him that. I said, how did this keep happening to you? Because I still be wilding.
Yeah.
Kind of.
When I do get on Twitter, I usually get on there, say some wild shit, and then I slide.
I just be on there saying any old thing.
But the shit we used to say on Twitter, that shit, they'll send somebody to our house for that shit now. If he getting blocked for this little...
Yeah.
Because he called somebody a hoe? That's it? Wasn't no dick sucked or goddamn... Nobody mama got fucked, like, none of that?
That's...
Twitter, you getting soft on me. You get soft on me. Let me find out your Facebook.
Somebody telling on him. So it's got to be.
It's got to be somebody reporting you, Tone. Like, it's no way that they blocking you for that. Somebody somebody not liking the shit you saying. It's probably niggas you tagging in these posts. They probably reporting that shit, getting you removed. But it's no way. Because when I get on there, I say shit way worse than that. And then I just won't say nothing else. Well, maybe that's why. Because I chill after I say the shit. Maybe he don't chill. Maybe it'd be his following tweets that get the initial tweet deleted. And then it just delete the whole thread.
Man, I still... If we talking about 1 to 2009 or 2010-ish on a scale, I'm probably like 2009. Like, if we going 2010, I'm like 2009. Like, I'm pretty... Maybe not that wild. But I still say a lot of shit on there. Like, I don't be... It's just fucking Twitter, man. I don't care.
Yeah, Twitter still be on 10, so he got to be getting reported. Tone, you need to check your followers. Somebody is, you have angered somebody amongst your following.
It's probably somebody from Ferndale. They tired of him not claiming.
Yeah, they tired of you dissing him and not claiming the hood. Like, I'm saying, what's really good, man? It's the burp still. It's just a different part. It is different. But back to the game, who you got?
I don't think they're going to let them lose at home. So I'm picking Golden State tonight. And then to win the series, I don't think they're going to let them lose in Toronto. Or, you know, they're going to let Toronto lose in Toronto. So I think Toronto are probably going to win game seven. I'm not looking forward to whatever the fuck Drake got playing.
He probably going to perform outside.
Hopefully, whatever you do, if the song hard, that'd be good. But it'll probably be, you know, Drakey.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick about this song him and Chris Brown just dropped. We gonna talk about that too.
I liked it for like the first trip with it. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like one of them songs that's just gonna be on the Snapchats and all the Instagrams all summer.
So, I heard that song before I even knew it was out.
You got it.
And I didn't know that that's what I was hearing. I mean, I knew the people that I was hearing, but I'm like, I didn't really, you know. I don't know where the, you know, I don't know what the fuck is coming out. But it was, I was introduced to it that way on Snapchat. And,
I know who Snapchat you saw that on.
I don't know, because it was sent to me. It wasn't.
Oh, never mind. No, I don't.
I mean, but, who was it?
You. Got it.
Who what?
You got it.
You don't want them.
You got it.
But but yeah, I was like, oh shit. And then Joe Budden played, I was like, oh shit, like this that song? And then yeah, you know. It's a cool song. But it got old quick to me. I be playing other songs I could just play for 2 days straight. Yeah, I can't do that.
It's just one of them catchy ass songs that, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna get all the retweets and reposts and shit like that.
It's gonna be mad Instagram captions. Like, that's all. That's certain people music. That's what I like. That's how I hear their music. It's like,
on which social media I'm gonna hear it on.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Yeah. But I think that Golden State is gonna win tonight. I hope they win, honestly, because I want Toronto to win at home, just because I feel like it'd be more lit.
Say it one more time.
I said Golden State is probably going to win tonight. I actually want them to win tonight. Mm-hmm. So they could play game seven in Toronto and Toronto could win it at home.
Okay. I think, you know.
So that's how I think it's going to go down. Kawhi's going to get MVP. I think somebody should go out and Bruce Bowen if they want to win.
I don't think they should do that.
Cab back up, man. I ain't finna play with you, God.
Damn. Gaia's gifts? The prices went up, huh?
What you buy? Steve Kerr, relaxed as usual. He came in the most normal clothes. Everybody else came all dressed up crazy. They made Steve Kerr take his bag off to go through the detector. You think Steve Kerr bring his strap to work?
Yes, he white.
And he in East Oakland still.
No, he just white. He'd be a mass shooter.
Can you imagine this nigga Steve Kerr shooting up the Oracle?
Yes.
Like literally, I ain't talking about from the elbow.
Yes.
That shit would be crazy. It'd never. Fucking, what else we got, man? Raptors in seven. Okay, so Pete. So, last episode, Oba had some pretty lofty statements about DJ Khaled and his album and how it was lackluster.
Mm-hmm.
So, after not getting the number one album, this nigga go online talking crazy like, why I don't got the number one? My shit is playing everywhere and all this shit. Like, bro, it ain't about that.
But
that shit based off streams now, my guy.
It's all bullshit. Let me say that. Number one, it's all bullshit, right? Number two, I felt like you in the beginning I'm like, man, just shut up. Like, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, fuck you. If you lost, you lost, whatever, shut up, whatever. Right? But number three is why I said in the number one that it's all bullshit. Because I understand why he mad. Or at least by how Joe Budden broke it down.
I understand why he mad too. And then maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, he'll have 100%. Like, all of that should be right. Like, what he's saying. Like, my shit is playing everywhere. When you turn the radio on, I'm on every station. Mm-hmm. All type of formats and all this shit. My shit, I got the videos. Mm-hmm. I got all of this shit.
It ain't even that. It's because they not counting his shit like they count everybody else's shit. Like, they not counting, like, the cheat. They not counting his cheat like how they count everybody else's cheat, basically. So, if they counted his cheat like how they count everybody else's cheat, he supposed to have won. But they was also saying his cheat was like tied to like an energy drink or something. So they like, they like, it ain't really nothing, you know.
But what's the cheat though? He got beat by Tyler. But he got beat by Tyler.
But no, you will tie, you know, every time you buy this, you get that type of deal. Or like if you buying tickets and you get, you know, an album with it, like they not counting his. When you buy the energy drink, it go as far as like a stream. It counts as whatever. It counts as
and I can respect that. But what I'm saying is, if he's saying they're not counting his cheat to get him the number one album didn't have a cheat.
He is dead, though.
But that's what I'm saying.
I think Tyler and them did. They say like...
What was a cheat?
It's whatever festival or something. Whatever. He got something and it was tied to some ticket. It's tied to some other kind of sales. I don't really give a fuck because everybody doing that shit. I don't care. Yeah, it's whack, but I don't care.
I feel like this. Like, why is it so important to have the number one album? Is your album better than mine? Because I want to know whose album was better.
I think it's got to be some kind of incentive or something. Like, it's got to be
I mean, I get it. You want to have a number one album. You want to, you DJ Khaled, you drop number one. I get it. But why is that what's important? Like, nigga, did you drop a hard album? I think you did. Nigga, that's the goal. Drop a good album. If it's supposed to be number one, it's going to go number one. The units is going to move if the songs is what they supposed to be. The Wish, that shit booming. I heard it like 5 times on the radio today. But it's moving.
I don't really not like the song. Really just,
the Nipsey record is moving. Like I thought that was the goal, to get these records off. The records is getting off. Why do it matter what the charts say? Who checking Billboard?
That's the question.
Who's checking Billboard? Khaled, we didn't know you didn't have the number one album. I didn't know who had the number one album last week. Tell y'all niggas got on the internet doing this weird shit.
I don't care.
That shit don't matter to me. Y'all both dropped a dope album.
Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I wasn't tuned enough.
I like the production on Tyler. I like the production on that shit. The way the subs hit on Earthquake is different.
But
the way Earthquake transitioned into the next record with the to me that shit matter. I don't know, like other niggas listen different than me.
I ain't listen to it in my car, so I can't.
Yeah, in the car that shit is way different.
I don't listen to it from in the crib on the beats pill.
In the car, listen to maybe like the first 4 songs. The shit sound totally different than listen to it on a Bluetooth.
I don't know, totally man. Different. I like when Tyler rap. I was actually a fan of his rapper.
No, Tyler's an amazing rapper, and I do agree with you. It's a lot of other shit on here.
Seem like, and I'm not saying him, because I don't think this point applies to him directly, but whenever somebody, like, they take the next step and either fame or stardom or money, whatever it is, it's like, not everybody, of course, but yeah, the door is always open for them to do some weird shit. Like, either they start dressing weird, or they start saying weird shit, or getting a stupid haircut, or wearing, like different
crazy
kind of
thing
jewelry.
About Tyler though, I feel like this is the most normal version of him that we've had so far.
This point don't necessarily apply to him directly. I ain't really talking about him, but just in general, like I feel like whenever people get paid, they start wearing silly hats and shoes. Yeah. Like look, Joe Budden is a perfect example.
Yeah,
he got paid. Now he wear hats and everywhere.
He wear a bunch of weird shit. I just seen a video of that nigga.
Wait, who's doing?
It's a funny guy. I'll find it. This shit is nasty.
What was he doing?
Nasty award for sure. I'm about to show you the video.
You can tell me what he was doing. In the meanwhile,
he dancing.
niggas fucking dance.
Look at your mans.
He not really dancing.
Keep watching. He definitely gets nasty.
Who's the other Sense Antenna? Yeah. She can't dance neither. Is this music to go with this?
Probably, but I got the phone muted because
I think
my jack was jumping.
You know. It's gonna look wild with no music. When she dancing like shit anyway, so she really fucking the video up.
What is this movie? Does
they probably don't want to be in the fucking video.
Also true.
Man, shit is crazy. But I don't know. That's just that's what I be seeing. Like, you know, like it just happened. Niggas start.
I think maybe winning. Niggas be experiment and then they'll fuck around and like some shit that niggas ain't necessarily used to on them. So then they be like, shit, I fuck with this shit. Nigga, I'm me. I'm a rocket. But we be on the outside looking in and we be like, bro, you look strange as fuck right now.
You remember it was like when the hats became popular. It was like.
Yes. It one was nigga. Just, one nigga motherfucking got that bitch off and then everybody else was like, shit, let me see if I can.
It kind of did, but then it branched off from just that hat to who can wear the silliest fucking, the biggest, silliest fucking hat.
Yeah, like my hat is better than your hat.
And it was kind of, people, for a little minute, people was doing that with glasses. Yeah. Paul Pierce just stuck around and won. I guess he won by default because that nigga was like, this shit looks stupid.
Yeah. Him and CeeLo, they still going at it.
CeeLo wear silly glass?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Them damn eyes, he be trying to put them bitches away.
Nigga, the 4th of July is not far away.
Okay.
Like, nigga, this year,
oh,
dog.
Yeah, this
like,
year zooming. Yeah. I realized that when I had hit 90 days at my job, and I was like, that shit wasn't shit.
I remember when you started there. That seemed like last
year. Brother niggas asked me the other day. It was these two older niggas that been working there. One of the niggas just cleared 30 years. He a fucking fool.
God damn.
They, so for whatever reason, today and tomorrow, like if you hired in, you got the option to not come to that bitch. I don't know why I ain't hired in. But them niggas that came to me, they was like, so you taking the day off Thursday and Friday? I'm like, oh, nigga, I'm a temp still, by the way. They look at that shit. It was like, you're not hired in? Like, nigga, no. Like, how long do you think I've been here? I work here since January, bro. Like, what the fuck? You don't think I would... I'll be the first nigga to tell you I'm not coming to this bitch if they give you the option not to. Like, what do you mean?
That's kind of how it is in my job. Like, I like my job so much. Like, I'm beginning to like it more. But I don't want to like it because I feel like that's when the bottom gonna fall out. Like,
yeah,
it's like here comes the hook. But like,
I don't even plan on working at that bitch long enough to get hired in. Honestly, it's a decent little gig for real. I ain't gonna lie, but the way the pay set up with that shit, like nigga, I can get shit done. So I'm willing to give you 40 hours to get shit done.
I don't really have a start time. I just kind of go. It's unlimited. It's really, it ain't even no unlimited overtime. They just don't care. You can work as long as you feel like it.
Basically, as long as this shit get done.
Yeah, that's all that matter. And you have to take a lunch.
We ain't like that.
And you have to take a 30-minute lunch. Other than that.
And who's complaining about the
you
lunch?
Can punch in and go eat bagels for 8 hours as long as your shit get done.
Not where I'm at. I work in a plantation. Fuck it.
Okay. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I don't work in no plantation, goddammit.
Nah, but they be niggas in there, they be trying to goddamn, I don't know what they, like 30 years, bro? In the position that I work in, nobody in this position makes more than $17 an hour. You telling me you've been doing this shit for 30 years and you don't make more than a higher, like it's niggas who start that, when they start working, they make that much money. So nigga, you telling me you done this shit for 30 years, my G? But you all right with this, bro? 30 years?
And you, I missed something. The nigga don't, niggas don't make more than 17 working in my position.
Oh, okay.
Where I work at.
And Chase say, cuz been there for 30. I mean, he got to be making more than 17.
No, huh? He not. Not, no, he not.
He ain't paying his bills, cuz I ain't.
I mean, I ain't not. It, you getting, he obviously can live off of that, but it's this nigga 30 years, bro? 30, you'll do that for 30 years?
No.
No.
But 10 years ago, no, I'm not, still not for 30 years, but 10 years ago.
10 years ago,
I would have done it for $17.
Yeah, absolutely. But nigga, for 30 years, I'm not doing that shit, bro. Like, like you done this for 30 years. I mean, when you started working here, you probably made less than what I make as a temp.
Yeah. No, I get it. Nah, I ain't fucking with it, but you know.
Niggas love their job though.
Yeah, you know.
Niggas just be in there being lazy. That'd be my only problem with this shit. Besides that, I ain't really got too many complaints about the job. It's just like, man, you in here taking all day unnecessarily. Like, bro, you trying to get hours, we gonna get the hours regardless. You don't gotta take your time. We could get this work done and then we could chill. But you wanna be in this bitch working all day. Why? Why not get the work done and post up?
Because, well, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
If we gonna be here anyway, we might as well finish and then just chill.
Yeah.
Don't make us take all day, so we gotta do the whole 10, 11 hours working. I'd rather work for 6 hours and then chill.
If y'all can do it in that Montana. Or, since y'all gotta be there anyway, shit, you might as well, you know what I'm saying, make it last. Long time ago, we were assigned a job of painting one of our old jobs.
Okay.
So it was like a lot of shit to do.
Right.
We thought we was on the, because they had like a little apartments in here, and it was like a couple offices and shit like that, hallways, upstairs, downstairs, shit like that. Mm-hmm. Three floors, all that type of shit. A lot of shit to paint. We could have got this shit done literally in like 2 weeks. We did that shit for the summer. Because why the fuck not? Why not?
Because they was paying y'all every day, regardless how long it took.
Yeah, I mean, we was there doing other shit too, but like, we'd just go and say we was doing that. And we would paint, but boy, did we not paint hard. Like,
and I get that, but I think that's different.
And our boss knew, I gotta say that too. Yeah, just in case he do happen in this. No, yeah, that too. He definitely ain't no dummy. But like one day he asked me something. I was like, yeah, we did, you know, woom, 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 woom. We had a real productive day this day. He was like, oh, I thought you guys were dogging it. He was like, oh, yeah, we do work sometimes. So.
Nah, that nigga. See, what it is, they probably, had a budget for what they was going to pay. And then if y'all would have got outside of that budget, y'all would have been fucked.
Man,
so they probably are. It was probably a max that they was willing to pay already. So what y'all was just doing is going into that max. That's all it was. Y'all was finessing, but y'all wasn't really finessing because they had already allocated that money to give
me. Well, it wasn't. We just bullshit. I don't think we was trying to finesse nobody.
I mean, if y'all could have did it in 2 weeks and y'all took a whole summer to do it to get paid more, that's low-key a finesse.
A finesse would be like, hey, man, we need more. That
shit. But they knew what y'all was doing.
We need
doing
more
already.
Time. We need more whatever. We just was bullshit. Like, it wasn't no plan wrong. Behind it. Just, we just
y'all just fucking off.
Yeah. We painted. Like I said, we did it. But just, you know, took our time with it.
Low-key, if y'all would have did it in the 2 weeks, they probably would have found some other shit for y'all to do.
Like, but
found
not.
Some more work.
Yeah, but no, it wouldn't have been like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all would have actually had to do shit.
Nah, not even that. It would have been some other stuff, but it wouldn't have been for the duration. Like, we wouldn't have been able to stay for 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
For that type of shit, you know?
Nah, I get it. Pulled off a little good summer.
You know, hell yeah, that was a great summer. I think that was the summer we drank all that Patron and shit.
Niggas gotta stop drinking Patron.
You remember that?
Niggas gotta stop drinking.
That house sat for my brother over there by, you know, where, you know.
Hey, low key, like, all bullshit aside, niggas gotta stop doing drugs. I be on the internet, like, seeing people I know talking about doing, like, drugs. And I be like, y'all niggas is on the tip. Y'all gotta chill.
Talk about doing it?
Like, niggas be off these pills. It's this chick I see all the time. She just be, with a perch. Ain't had a perch. Perk.
So what?
I got a perk for you.
Yeah,
like,
clear the soul.
She just perk. Like, and I'm just like, you're gonna die. Like, what are you... Y'all niggas are gonna die.
She know that.
Niggas is dying off of drugs. Like, nigga, locally. Like, what are we saying? Y'all niggas gotta chill. Smoke you some weed. Drink you some Patron. That shit nasty as fuck. It tastes like nickels. But drink that. Chill out.
Yeah.
It's my PSA.
Five that endo. Shout out to Mecca. I'm trying to get my beard order together.
Hey, low key, I got this little beard cream I've been using, and my beard been flourishing, honestly. But honestly, since my beard been flourishing, my life has been in shambles.
Why? It seemed like I apologize to everyone.
My beard is beautiful.
I feel like since I introduced, or I not introduced, but since I really started using the word shambles, everybody around me has just encountered the shambliest of the shambles. And I apologize. And they always refer to it as one thing, shambles. Like, I got a friend at work, a young lady. She was saying, like, you know, some shit that she been going through. Like, she just getting over a breakup, trying to graduate, all this other shit. And she was like, man, my life is a shambles. And I'm like, well, damn, you know, what the fuck is everybody telling me they shambles stories? Like, man. Am I really, like, I don't know. Either way,
yeah, keep it here. The shambles be upon me, but you know how it is. The beard is luxurious right now. I got a little routine that I do. I ain't going to put that on.
You know what your beard look like?
Go ahead. Get yours off.
You ever seen that that picture? It's that dude. It's like a really, like, he Arab or something. He got, like, whiskers damn near. His beard look like how kids draw ladybugs or spiders. Just like some little lines. Yours look like that, but with a lot more lines. Cat agree
what you're talking about. Fuck cat.
Hold on.
I wish my mustache grew in like for reals. Not my sideburns though, because that nigga look like he smoked a Lamar.
What am I looking for?
Can you imagine Pharrell with a nice, luxurious, Rick Ross-esque beard?
No. He looked like how he supposed to look.
Pharrell gonna look like that forever.
Yeah. He ain't gonna never die, neither.
He gonna be like, Smokey Robinson.
Though you seen that video of Smokey Robinson dancing?
Yeah, that nigga a freak.
Looking like a fucking buffoon.
Big old freak.
900, man.
That nigga gonna break something doing like he look like his normal self like he used to.
Megan
that
the
nigga
Stallion,
got an old man body.
Megan Thee Stallion and City Girls and whomever, I'm certain there's more. I like what y'all doing in the streets.
I thought it was some slander coming. Nope. I was ready.
No slander from me.
No, it's the female rappers is killing shit right now.
I don't listen to it. It's a slew of them. But I appreciate those they do.
It's a slew of them out here. Megan popping off. Obviously Cardi popping off. City Girls is going crazy. Light Skin Keisha getting a little more shine these days too. They finally playing Believe That. I've been on that shit since like December. It's weird that it's just not making it to radio here, but nigga, it's hella female rappers out here right now. And these still got motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, the Rhapsodies of the world. So niggas, Rico Nasty.
That's a woman?
Yeah. Rico Nasty, crazy. She screamed.
I've been listening to a lot of Oba lately, and he had Molly Brazy, I think.
Yeah.
Is on there. She can rap.
Do you know who Molly Brazy is?
Do I know her personally?
No, like, do you?
I think I see pictures of her. What's wrong?
No.
I know. Should I know her? Tell her. Hi. Can
no, I? I don't know her.
Do she stab people?
No, I just wondered.
Hi, Molly Brazy.
Because I know me? I be listening to a bunch. Like I was just telling you, I just found out what Polo G looked like. Fucking. I just wondered if you knew what she looked like. It wasn't no like. That wasn't like the setup for a punchline. It was just my love. You got pics?
I do.
We should hook up to the speaker because the music on the last episode sounded really good.
That speaker all the way over there.
You should have got an Alexa. You could have been like, Alexa.
Nope. And Alexa don't be in here recording everything. I'm good.
Alexa, pull up the Pornhub I was watching yesterday.
She gonna be like, cause
big booty midget.
Have you
resume? However, what
do you like? Do you have like female friends that like share porn with you, or you share porn with them?
No.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, I don't really exchange porn.
It's a little weird
with anybody, honestly.
But I mean, it ain't really. I shouldn't say that.
What's weird about it?
Like, let's say if it's because it'd be like, you know, it's
oh, just porn, just because motherfuckers like different or, shit, that type of shit.
It might just be like, you know, some stuff.
I don't know. I've never been in a scenario.
Me, the cat was telling me about it yesterday.
Word. I mean, if y'all want to share some porn.
Hey, wait, don't you cut the speaker out?
Yeah, it's on.
Disconnected from Bluetooth. Because I don't know how that's going to affect the mic.
How do I do that? I don't got all these newfangled contraptions. Oh, I gotta connect mine. All right. You was about to play some crit. Which phone is this?
X.
I was like, this shit feels smaller than mine.
Which one you got?
The XR.
I ain't got a new phone in a year. Over a year.
You know, the nigga's about to drop another one.
That's because it's been like. Like at the beginning of the year, but that was like the dumbest thing ever. I was like, man, I'm about to go get that bitch. I was like, man, they gonna come back out with another one in September.
Yeah, that's why I was. That's probably why I was able to get this one because they about to drop another one.
But that's like the dumbest reason for anything. Like to wait until fucking September. Because
that's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just swap this one for the new one.
Like, yeah, that's how.
That's why I went and bought me a case because.
That's why I always buy
niggas
case.
Know I dropped my shit. I'm gonna step. Fuck yeah. All right, my pick is it's Polo G, Finer Things. I found this nigga because one of my homies, well, not even because of this nigga. I was listening to this nigga. I fucked around and heard Pop Out. I had a rental the other day, and I was listening to satellite radio, and they had played Pop Out on there. So I'm like, okay, this is a little vibe. So I had looked up Cuz, and then I was playing the album. And this song came on, not this one, fucking Battle Cry came on. And I was like, blew my fucking mind because my homie got a song off this beat. And I was fucking with that nigga's song a lot. You feel me? I was about to try to put it on the album and shit. And this is just a remake of Polo G's song. So that's how I end up listening to Cuz. But this ain't the song I'm about to play. It's Finer Things.
So this not the pick?
No, this is the pick.
Okay.
I was saying this the pick is not the song that Dog remade.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you be posted up from Sunday to Saturday night. Started hanging with the members, then you blew a few pipes. And you gon' do the dash if you see them blue lights. A lot of people down and it's a chance that you might. You got God on your side, but it's hard to do right. Don't pay the haters no mind, you can be what you like. Trying to lead us in the past, grinding for a new life. Hard-headed, I grew up resilient. Ain't want no hero, so we looked up to the villains. For generations, with my side of town been drilling. We been at war ever since the red buildings. It's hard to make people's blood get to spilling. Lewinsky get the shoe like he filming. Yeah, my friends ask who I know that feeling. I'm popping ecstasy to help me with the healing. player. I love baby, my other siblings. I really love them, so I treat them like my children. Leilani told me, stack them bears to the ceiling. I switch my swag up, can't you tell the difference? I'm finna feed the whole gang with these millions. I'm finna burn my whole hood with these millions. Girl, if I give you my time, that's a privilege. But I can only give my heart to the realest. Yeah, I know, oh, you be posted up from Sunday to Saturday night. Started hanging with the members, then you threw a few fights. And you gon' do the dash if you see them blue lights. A lot of people doubting, it's a chance that you might. You got God on your side, but it's hard to do right. Don't pay the maiders, no man, you can be what you like. Trying to lead us in the
past, I feel like for a new life. On it, the dash, make it seem like it's so cool.
These days, if it ain't my money, I don't give a damn.
I just
don't
get rich, running.
Fuck the classic codes on Instagram. Still with the gang,
the dash, make it seem like it's organized.
Still on that same block for those who say they look for me. I ain't sacrificing shit, I lost the deal, cause for me. Almost went insane, went insane, went insane. From all this pain, all this pain, all this pain. The pain and the passion that made it happen. Got to the ones who doubt me, they keep me laughing. Sipping on this cold and got me relaxing. She said she like how I be swagging. She love my fashion. BBS my diamonds, my jewelry flashing. Drip so hard I'm making puddles, bitch, my Gucci splashing. Fresh to death like my closet in the casket. Fresh to death like my closet in the casket. Yeah, I know. Oh, you be posted up from Sunday to Saturday night. Started hanging with the members, then you blew a few fights. And you gon' do the dash if you see them blue lights. A lot of people doubting, it's a chance that you might. You got God on your side, but it's hard to do right. Don't pay the maiders, no man, you can do what you like.
No, it's not.
Trying to lead us in the past, running for a new life. Hey, running for a new life. Grinding for a new life. Grinding for a new life. Hey.
These niggas just had a commercial come on that said the best Father's Day gift is more of you. That's fucking bullshit. No, it's not.
Don't let these niggas tell you that bullshit.
For Mother's Day, motherfuckers be getting cars, houses, goddamn good ass dinners, motherfucking flowers, roses and shit. So, for Father's Day, you know what they get you? They get you shit so for you to help them.
Or a hammer or some
fucking nails, some tools so you can build some shit. Stop doing that shit.
When the Carlos Miller, some comedian said, on Mother's Day, every place is booked. You know what I'm saying? Every place is packed. Everybody bringing their mama out to eat. On Father's Day, they want you to stand around and cook everybody food.
Hell yeah. You got to stand over his hot ass grill, smoking your face, dying. I ain't barbecuing shit.
No, no, but
you fucked up. I'm not doing nothing.
No, niggas can barbecue this way. Come out.
But nigga, if it was your day, you would think that nigga, goddamn. Nigga.
I know what I'm gonna play.
Motherfucker feed you on Father's Day. I ain't gonna flex like you don't get fed. Nigga feed you.
I mean, I'm not a father, so I don't know anything about any of this stuff.
Listen, they'll feed you.
I mean, you know, people be taking care of me anyway.
Yeah,
I get a lot of love.
That's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers eat good all the time.
But my pick, just because recently I had a conversation with somebody, and we threw on some old Cameron, which was just like it was a.
Killer Cam.
We was listening to the Let Me Know.
Hustler, Grinder, Gorilla True.
And, you know, it was like, this person just started dissing Cameron, which is fine, but wanted to use a song that was playing as a reference. I'm like, because I'm like, Cameron can fucking rap. Maybe you're just not able to catch hype. Because that just his style makes it cold. It was the worst song for her to reference, though. But she did that shit on purpose to be funny, because that's what she wanted to do. And then, what something else is like, why does everybody want people to be mad nowadays? Like, people like, oh, they so mad, or I got them mad. Like, ooh.
When motherfuckers start doing that, it's because they mad.
I don't really understand. But this person in particular,
they mad onto you.
This person in particular, one of those people, and she was like, oh, this. Dude. I don't know. She said something to, like, you know, and another person was on the porch laugh. I'm like, but you know, this ain't the song to pick on, but. This nigga Cameron, because it's just.
They get that UFC, cuz.
It's like, no.
$20.
I don't watch UFC.
No, nigga,
I'm
talking about the game, nigga.
No. What was I talking about? I was talking about Cameron. So. With songs, like, you know, Kryptonite. I'll be on it all day. Yeah. Yeah. The big boy verse, like, he basically rapping about, he's telling his homeboy to grab the cologne.
Yeah.
So he, or to, and spray it on so we won't get pulled over and they can find everything else.
Yeah.
That's his verse. Like, that's a, you know, it was a story kind of.
Yeah.
This nigga Cam'ron, like, he's saying, so on this song here, he talking about so much shit. I ain't gonna say no more. It's I said a lot already. It's Get Down, my nigga Killer Cam. Shout out to Killer Cam at work, my little young dog. But yeah, Get Down, Cam'ron, Purple Haze.
That nigga got dreads.
Kill him. They never say we couldn't get down. It's like I'm psychic and shit. I called this shit about 5 years ago. Dip set all day every day. Santana, Jim Jones, Freaky Homo 7. Let's go. Remember, I'm a man of respect. Remember, remember. Santana was next, now it's not. Texas checks and fancy collects. I want his wrist, this whole hand jam with forgets. Hope for the cameraman, me and Santana, man. Word to my grandma, he want bad man, but grandma, damn. So I don't write for the stardom, I get booted, suited, write down my problem. I've been through it, headed right for the bottom. DC, nah, would've been a sniper in Harlem. That's why I throw some dough to my coke, he from coast to coast. Help me get on overflow, no one's supposed to know. But she laid me up like the prime minister. 1,000 grams of dope, smelling like pond vinegar. That was a lot to linger, but to the top I bring her. When it came to dope, I always popped their fingers. Money missing, oh shit, I almost chopped some fingers. Slipped some wrists, that's when they said, oh shit, he's not a singer. Fuck the rap, yeah, fuck the movies, okay. Fuck system and even. This pistol, I squeeze it, missiles if needed. Killer, remember, I'ma spend my cake, remember? Jim, we getting out of 5-8 truck now. Chef's a fire steak, it's a higher stakes. Swiss accounts, I'ma show you how to wire cake. And we from BBO, now you a CEO. Direct the VO, your own album, here we go. That's my man, anytime I holler, holler with me. We shared chicken sandwiches, they was $1.50. Budget $7, nickel bag and white owl. I hope the chicken sandwich lasts us through the night, child. We ain't care, we ain't sleep, we was night owls. Insomniatics, our lifestyle's compatible, magical. Cops gone, shit tragical, mom's on mission. My house is where the addicts chill. I'm like a teacher, I need me a sabbatical. It's not a rational, I grew up radical. And you all are shook, I bought all my crooks. Fuck you R&B niggas, Zeke sing all the hooks. Theo and Brick, yes, yes, come again. They came sun and rain when I had that stomach pain. What else?
Y'all niggas don't listen to motherfucking Killer Cam. These niggas in love like the 14th of February. Playing like April 1st, right before I slide off. It could be March 2nd, sound like July 4th. Halloween or Memorial Day. I forgot the rest, so I'm gonna stop it there. But what's weird is like, that's my favorite Cam'ron verse of all time. This is my favorite Cam'ron. I like this shit now a whole lot more, but that was my favorite. I seen
that nigga said some real shit right there.
I seen how you said
$5 nickel bag.
Yeah, the budget $7, a nickel bag and white out and a chicken sandwich for $1.50. Did they split?
I hope that bitch lasts, nigga. Oh god.
But
that nigga Zell had a line like that when he battled JC.
But
when he was listening, he told him he was.
Hey, JC is pretty fucking big out here, huh?
That's dope. Folded niggas.
I be like Joe Budden be talking about him like that's dope.
That nigga JC be folded niggas. You be watching that nigga battles?
Nah, I'm never watching nobody.
Just pull up, just look up a JC battle when you get a minute, and then watch a round or two.
But maybe I forgot what I was saying, but.
Oh, you were saying Cam your favorite rapper? That was your favorite person.
No, Cam is not my favorite rapper. That's what it was. Ludacris. I seen Ludacris do a fucking lyrics video, like where he was rapping that, like how we do it.
Yeah.
So I think we definitely need to do that. We need to bring that on to WTMN TV. Lyrics, if you got lyrics you want
to
read.
Because I be listening to niggas' words, and that's why I could listen to some of the niggas that I listen to, because I listen to the words that they
say. Yeah.
Like, even a nigga like Polo G, like,
his style of music ain't necessarily my favorite kind, but I be listening to what that nigga be saying. That nigga be saying
some shit. That's why Joe Budden so hard to me, man. Like, this, y'all niggas, nobody listening to what the fuck Joe Budden be talking about,
because he rap for so long and he don't be having no hooks.
No, because that nigga be...
And they
that fucking met his OLS. That's all I like to say. A lot of niggas
met his personality before they OLS. Met his music.
They just remember him for Pump It Up and then Love and Hip Hop. So now they associate him with Love and Hip Hop and Pump It Up. And they associate Pump It Up.
I completely forgot about him. Love and Hip Hop.
But that's where the majority of niggas that know Joe Budden from know him from.
I don't though, but
and they know him from Pump It Up. They ain't never listened to no movie. No
and movie. Pump It Up was hard. Why is everybody fronting on Pump It Up?
Because they
Pump It Up was hard. Like that Fire shit was hard out too. Cold. Fire was less harder than fucking Pump It. Like Pump It Up was out cold. That Just Blaze, nigga. That was peak Just Blaze.
Yeah. But they associate that shit with You Got Served. And they associate You Got Served. I've
never seen You Got Served.
With B2K. And they associate B2K.
Have I seen You Got Served?
Like Chris Stokes. And nobody don't want to associate themselves with that.
What happened in...
Marcus Houston ultimately ended Joe Budden's career.
I remember you saying this before.
It's real. It all ties back to Marcus Houston and Chris Stokes. Why Joe Budden was never successful.
He's successful now.
Yeah, but look how long it took to dig out of that hole.
Maybe it was best it happened this way.
Maybe. If he would have had the music fame, he wouldn't have took this road.
Right, he'd probably be in jail.
He'd probably, your nigga probably would have died. Honestly.
Yeah, or that.
That nigga would have died.
He would have went out in grand fashion, probably. That's terrible. I don't want to talk about how somebody gonna die, man.
No, we talking about past, though, not... Future.
But nah, man, it's a lot of rappers out there, man. I don't know where we was going with that, man.
Just talking shit. That's all you got?
Shit. You eat too.
This nigga's got a Wanda Sykes ghost. She a slave?
You watch Wanda Sykes' special, comedy special?
No, but I seen it was
on that there. Shit funny. That they shit is funny.
Got some decent shit on there. I ain't gonna lie. They getting their content up. The endings of their movies be trash.
You seen Chris Rock latest special?
I didn't know you had one.
Never mind.
Oh, like, you mean like the drop like
Tambourine.
Like a year or so ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
What'd you think about it?
I think it was... funny, but I don't think it's any. Like, I don't even think
it didn't meet comparable. My expectation at all.
Yeah, I don't think it's comparable
like,
to any of
Chappelle
his
hit
shit.
What I thought
yeah,
he was
Chappelle going.
Yeah,
Chappelle still like.
But
I was watching some did. Old Chappelle, and I was looking at it like he used to dress real crazy, but he used to tell jokes the exact same way that he tell them now, like real, kind of dry, but he'd do the subtlest of shit that'll just make the shit hilarious.
He was talking about the baby was selling, trying to sell him weed.
So no, I mean even fucking, back further than that, like
nah, that's what I'm referencing.
Shit. Before he, like when that nigga just looked like a little worm.
But Wanda Sykes gave me the comedy special that I wanted from Chris Rock.
I'm gonna go watch it. Not tonight, but.
And that shit was funny.
I'm gonna see. I fuck with Wanda Sykes. She be on Blackish. I don't know.
I don't watch Blackish.
They about to put out a show called Mixed-ish. And it's like the story of like the Tracy Ross character's backstory. I don't think that shit gonna work.
I don't care.
The trailer for it make this shit look like it's gonna be garbage. Big garbage. I'm gonna watch it just to see what it's about. But that shit look like it's gonna be big booty cheeks.
I'll never know about it.
Oh, that Blackish, you got fuck with that though.
Yeah, I like it. I don't got nothing against it, but it's hard for me to get in the show. Like, I don't really have time for shit. And I don't be wanting to make time for shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you will get wrapped up trying to catch up. I'm like 3 episodes behind.
Well, I just won't be
I'm
doing
like
other
one
shit.
Episode behind on The Shy, and that shit getting decent. I got to see how they going to cut out this Brandon character. He probably going to get killed. He got to get killed.
Can I announce? I think I already did that somewhere, though. The Porch.
Oh, the yeah, I had watched that shit. I thought it was like a regular podcast, how you be doing it, but then like halfway through I realized it was something different.
What you talking about?
The shit you talking about the shit you be doing outside, right? The porch?
I ain't putting nothing out yet.
Well, you had sent it to me. Nigga, I seen it. It's a video of you and some niggas sitting talking.
That's Wesley.
Oh, nigga.
That's for Stoner Social. No, no, no. With me, that was just one episode. They just shot on the porch.
Oh, I thought that was...
But well, the porch, me, that's going to be my little... I guess it's my little podcast. I'm going to have guests, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to sit on the porch. You know?
Decent. You going to do a video?
Yeah, I think. I won't say who the first guest is, but...
You got to use the lights. Like, lighting is important.
But we shooting in the daytime.
Lighting is still
better. I want to shoot in the morning. Like, that's my... When that's, like, the best time for me. I'm talking about... Because I usually get on Saturdays. If I ain't stay up too late on Friday...
Y'all should sit on the steps when you do it.
Nah, we're going to sit right in the... In the tune port.
In the tune port. yeah.
Tune port.
That's what you call it?
No. No.
I mean, you know,
that was a terrible thing for me to say.
It'd be like that.
I hate this.
When is Porchella?
I don't know, because I'm moving across the street, so I don't even... But the dope part is like, you know, cuz still over here, you know, upstairs, so he'll probably still let us use it. But I don't know. But remember, we're not doing it how like that no more.
What you mean, where we do the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we should either. The sound be horrible.
Yeah, no, it was just, it's not meant for that.
Yeah, and it's unorganized.
But it's gonna be like a front yard concert almost. Or front
yeah,
yard
that's
party.
What I thought it was meant to be the whole time.
I mean, yeah, but with a podcast, but it's just like both of them was happening at the same time, I think.
Yeah. We gotta do one and then do the other. Or do the other and then do one.
Nah, we just won't do a podcast at all.
I mean, you can still do the podcast, but do it the way you do it now.
Nope.
Like, do it at another time.
Nope.
Okay.
Just won't do a podcast. Or if we do, we'll do it another day.
That's what I'm saying. Do it at another time.
Or, yeah, because I think...
Even if you do it the same day, do it in the morning.
I think the plan was to was
just
to film
it. Just do it before the outside shit it happens.
I think the plan was to film it or something. It was going to put it out, but I don't know.
Yeah, you can still do it could be the same day because the Porchella shit don't start till the afternoon. So you could do the podcast in the morning or earlier in the day. Because Porchella started at like 4 or some shit like that. Nigga, you got all
I wish I had this crib on like a bunch of land so I could really just do that shit. Like, but not with like a whole bunch of people. Just like probably about a little bit more than what was here the first time.
Yeah, it'd be like a little front yard party.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so it just wouldn't have to worry about nothing because I could do that. I want to do it in the morning.
Front yard party.
Started at 9 o'clock a.m.
Oh yeah, I'm finna watch that tonight.
Get super tuned at 9 o'clock.
Shout out to Coffee.
Oh, they got the chemi. Oh, hold on. I got to hear this.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Kimmel has a segment called Dikembe Mutombo Master Impersonator. And it is what you think it is. What were you saying, Cole?
I don't remember. But fucking... I don't got shit else.
Follow me. L. Cool Torrance. Search and subscribe to WTMN-TV.
True.
Check out... stream episodes of Kicking It With Clay.
We gonna do more arts and crafts too.
You keep saying that. Stream episodes of arts and crafts.
People be spinning me, so it'd be like I'd be ready to do it, and then
this nigga Dougie, every time I go holler at him, he'd be like, "Man, we gonna do that shit," but I don't be doing it. Like, all right,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'd be shit like
but
that.
That's every
like
week.
Everybody want to do it until it's time to do it, and then I'd be ready, and then
whatever.
It'd be like, "What up?"
That's and probably not
like,
gonna
oh,
be.
Oh, I gotta.
We probably can't shoot on that. For a minute anyway until I get fully moved over there. So
yeah.
No, it's cool. You know, but no, we can definitely get back into doing that shit.
I know 2 people that'll come for sure.
Who?
We'll talk about it. But yeah, hit me up at DJ_Kobe. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Snapchat. Fuck with me.
Stream episodes of Her Story 101 on WTMN TV. Stream episodes of, I think I already said it, but Stoner Social on WTMN TV. Stream episodes of The Porch Coming Soon on WTMN TV. Stream episodes of Coming Soon, It's a Wino. I might shoot that with Quita, because as you know, that's a day and a half. That sound whack. I'll take that back. But, yeah, check us out, man. Go Yankees.